thought. I've been brought to my attention for a while, and I know when we went up into Ohio here recently, and we drove through Waverly, Ohio, and you look up on the left, about that second red light, there's a great big old massive structure sitting there, and the sides are out after it being demolished, and I thought about that this week. You know, when we were out and about, we always like drive downtown, the old town. You know, most of the time you'll see a building or an old structure will say established. They have a date, usually sometime back even 1700, 1800, and that means it was established by someone. But then you'll see them where they've been refurbished, look like almost a brand new building. But really, it's just like that one up there in Waverly. Look inside the walls. There's a lot of decay, and there's a lot of rubbish, a lot of things going on inside that you can't see. But you know, I thought about that this day as we look at something that brought my attention. And the time of my last death is being established. You know, those old establishments, like they're like a lot of people today out in the world. That's the way they're established. They're established in things of the world, with things of the world that the Scripture's held here. One day we'll pass away, but talk about the will of God, it abides forever. The lost world today does not see this. They're establishing their lives upon just like these old buildings. So one day it will come to despair, come to ruin. But you know, what we see in God's Word is something a whole lot different. Today I want to see from God's Word the things that God established before the world was even brought into existence. There are a lot of things that God established. And I'm here to tell you, it has not changed either. It has not changed like the world, things that are built in man time and established. What God established still stands.
Amen.
Malachi 3:6 says, God said, I change not. I am God, I change not. See, the world brought forth into existence. And there have been changes in many things as far as we see the terrain and so forth. But this world still is what God created it. He created it to be a place for us to live in. But one day it will be brought to ruin. Just like the Scripture tells, it will soon pass away. Today we're going to look at some things concerning being established. You know, the word being established means or is something intended to last indefinitely. That's the intent of being established. It also means it will last indefinitely without change. That's the intent. You know, I'm sure that down through the years, these rich men and women have put a lot into these big structures we see, hoping that they will last. They will not see change, but as time went on, they're gone, but we see these old buildings still here, and the change has come on them. The word established means something intended to last indefinitely without change, meaning it is permanent, that it will always remain. That's on the heart of when we build a home, don't we? We hope that it remains and be part of a heritage down the line and on. So today we're going to look at some scriptures, and I want us to go to Hebrews chapter 13, and we'll start here in Hebrews chapter 13, where it says here in verse 5-9, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have spoken the rule over you, or have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. And I always remember this verse, chapter 13 and verse 8. When I was in grade school down here, about the second grade, we had a man by the name of Leonard O'Brien, over on Crane Creek, was our teacher. And We always had to remember a Bible verse every week. And this was mine. I remember it from second grade. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, now, don't y'all come and say Jesus wept. So I thought this was close to it. You know, as short as we get. But I remember that. Anyway, let's go on. He says in verse 9, be not carried away or about with strange doctrine. Notice what he says, for it is good that the heart be established with grace. That's the title, being established. And here we go on. And said, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. So today, I'm going to take my lesson today. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this beautiful Lord's Day. Thank you, Lord, for the day that you give us to be here together in this service, to be a part of it. And Lord, I pray, God, that you just be with me as I bring this lesson. That it would be a word of encouragement, a word of hope, and a word of help to those here today. Lord, there'll be those here today that do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. May these words be brought forth to where there's a greater and a better hope. And you know that it's being our, having our hearts established in the truth of your word. And Lord, I ask you, Lord, to help me to bring it forth, that we all receive a blessing from it, seeing that what you have even before the foundation of the world laid out and planned for us, things that will never fail, things that will never cease. God, go with us now and watch over us. Forgive me where I sin against you. And Lord, bless our pastor and bring the message. May it be the heartwarming message that will touch each one of us. And Lord, I pray for the lost. Lord, please just save them. Save them by your marvelous grace even today. Lord, bless the sick and afflicted. Bless the broken heart and breed. We do think of our fellow man, fellow women and children out in West Kentucky and these other places. God be with them. So help them, we pray. Lord, forgive us now where we failed and sinned against you. In Jesus' name I pray. And amen. We read these great truths, you know, and talk about here. We think about our life and about our families, and we always think about we want to have good things to say, good things for them to have. But I think God's Word has one of the best things to have here is to be here established in grace. And that's one of the greater thoughts of God's Word He has to us. We go back to Psalms chapter 112, and first of all, Brother John, bring a lesson on the book of Psalms. I was correct the other night when I said I taught the Psalm for 2.5 years. Clary said she had a Bible. I taught it for 3 years. It took 3 years to get to it. But that was a good study. Psalms 112, verse 5, through I think maybe the earlier first part of verse 8. Psalms 112 and verse 5, he says, a good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. We're like that tree that's planted by the water. The song we used to sing, I shall not be moved. And he goes on, the righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. You know, we read verse 5, where I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. And then he goes on, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. I bring these today to show here to us that it's a blessed thought to see where verse 8 says, his heart is established. He shall not be afraid. May God help us today who are saved by God's grace. It is an amazing grace that we sing about. Through this grace that we see so much spoken of, how our hearts and our lives and even our eternal destiny, it can be enriched around that great thought. Being established upon the truth of God's Word. Another place in Psalms, chapter 57, in verse 7. Psalm 57 and verse 7. Psalm He said, my heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. You know, that's one of the things about being established, is being fixed. Fixed. That's the reason, you know, I sung that song this morning, the solid rock. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. Folks, that's what this establishment is all about, I'm speaking about. That's the reason I sung that song this morning, how firm a foundation. You saints of the Lord. That's what it's all about. The establishment of our future, our eternal destiny, establishing our things around our eternal life in the grace of God. The Apostle Paul, throughout his ministry, he preached oft times on these great truths. He preached to those that were his listeners, just like we are today. When we listen, read about Paul and his ministry and his writing, we're some of the listeners. We're some of those absorbing what we brought forth. He taught these to these listeners and wrote letters to many of the churches that he had organized and many of his followers. And he wrote letters concerning these matters. And one of them is over in Romans chapter 1 and verse 11 and 12. This is very familiar scripture. The book of Romans is very familiar many times in our studies. It's preached on a lot. But here is one thought in chapter 11, or verse 11. He says, for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. And notice what he says. To the end, you may be established. Be established. In other words, be found standing upon a solid rock. Standing firm upon your convictions. Standing firm upon what you believe. Then he says, verse 12, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. I believe that that should be the heart of us as God's people today, that people's hearts would be established. Amen. Established in the right things. What Brother Jarvis thought about, you know, there's a time your people's hearts or minds are established just on one thing, buying or getting a gift. Folks, it's more. Life is more than that. You know, Ephesians chapter 3, Paul had great desires for those that were followers of the gospel, followers of listening to the things that God had engrafted in Paul's heart to bring forth. And he had a great desire for those that he preached to, and that's my heart's desire today, this pastor's desire, that these would work to be a blessing. And he says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13, wherefore, I desire that you faint not at tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His grace, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in you, in your hearts, rather, by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Paul desired for his followers, those that believe in the gospel, he desired for them to be rooted and grounded in love and in the truth. In Colossians chapter 1, just a little bit farther over, chapter 1, verse 19, where it says, for it pleased the Father that in Him should all the fullness of time come. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh to death, to present you holy and unblameable and unspeakable. He says here, I lost my place here, unblameable and profitable in the sight. Then he says here, if you continue in the faith, then he says you're grounded and settled. In other words, being established in the Word. He said if you continue in faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, and which we was preached in every, to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made an apostle. Then you look at chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, so walk ye in Him. Again he said, rooted and builded up in Him, and established, or that word established again, in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So we see from Paul's ministry, we can go on here, these are just some of the things, from the early ministry of Paul to his final last message, Paul preached this about being established in the faith. It's very vital. Folks, it's very vital for us as God people to be established in the faith. Very vital. You know, all his messages to these churches, we read some of them, his plea was to stand firm, to be rooted, to be established, and to seek God's will in our life, and God will honor us. Acts chapter 16 and 5, early in Paul's ministry, as we see these thoughts come into play. And there's something that Paul mentioned here in this. And so were the churches established in faith. Folks, that's what the Lord churches are. The true Lord churches in this world today are those who are established by faith, in faith. He says here, and so were the churches established in faith and increased in number daily. I believe here that's very important. That we as, you know what, we're not talking about this church. We're building. We're talking about you and I. Yeah. We're the church. I believe here if we establish ourselves in the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, a faith that is a thing we need to be our life blood. God promised He would add. That shows that we need that nearness. We need that closeness to God. We need that we need that establishment in our hearts every day, reminded of it. It's very vital that the membership of the Lord through churches be established in the truth, in righteousness. We know according to God's Word, it only comes from God's Word. It comes from God's Word. These things are very vital to you and I today, God's people. And God has blessed us so much. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. If that clock's right, I don't see anybody else now got up here. But anyway, 2 Peter chapter 1 in verse 12. We are reminded here of Peter, 2 Peter 1 and 12. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you in remembrance of these things. Therefore, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you in remembrance of these things, though you know them. And he says, and be established in the present truth. You can't get away from these men of God. They preached on the establishment of the truth in our hearts. They preached on these things that were very beneficial to you and I as God's Word. I read this. Again, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things that you know them and be established in the present truth, that you henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning crafting whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things which is the head of even Christ. That's Ephesians 4:14, written by Paul. I led on to that just for that purpose. You know, we're established in the present truth that we henceforth be no more children of the world. Tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine. It ties together real good to show us one thing. The world is being established and people are establishing their things on their own things that are essential. Today, many people go about trying to establish their own means and ways, even salvation. Folks, we just told you God's Word. It will not work. It will not work. God's Word said it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. That's what Paul said in Romans. And that's the same way it is today. It's always been that way. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. God changes not. So I'm telling you what. Being established in great truths. It's very beneficial. Being established in the truth of God's Word. See, in the opening of God's Word, in Hebrews 13:9, it says, it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace. See, it's a marvelous thing to be a child of God, whether you realize it or not. It's a marvelous thing. The child of the King is a marvelous thing. To be placed in one of the Lord's churches. That's a marvelous thing to me. The place where God promised to be together in fellowship with us. Where we can all sit around and fellowship around God's Word. Folks, that's a marvelous thing. To lift up our hearts in praise and prayer to God. His holy name. Knowing that His Holy Spirit is in attendance with us. Today, too many times, I think we forget what this place is all about. I think a lot of times people forget that when we come through them door, we need to act as if a stranger walked through that door, they could point and say, they're definitely a child of God. See, it's a blessing, folks, to be established in the family of God. Being established in the family of God is more than this world could ever afford. I read a while ago where David proclaimed, my heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. I pray that would be our heart when we leave this place today. My heart is fixed. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. We as God's people are so blessed. But then I go to the other side of the equation. There are those whose heart is not fixed. Whose heart is not established upon the promises of God. That they may have eternal life. They're out there. They're in our congregation. God's Word tells that a righteous man's heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid. Notice over a place over Mark 5:36. We know the story of Jairus. He was one of the rulers of the synagogue, the Jewish synagogue. He was a man of a high class, maybe important to the synagogue worship. And he had a daughter who was very sick. And he came to Jesus on her behalf, asking for Jesus to heal her. And Another situation come by, then somebody come by and told that the daughter had died. You know what Jesus told him? Be not afraid, only believe. Folks, if your heart is not established on the promise of God today, don't be afraid. Believe. Come to Jesus Christ today. He is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, Christ Himself, I believe, I need to just leave these thoughts with you in this lesson. You know, Jesus Christ Himself invited in this way, come unto me. You know what that word comes with me? Trust. Trust me. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. I will give you rest. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Folks, that's what being established in faith in God's Word and God, and what Jesus Christ did for us. He'll make our burdens light. There's a lot of people out here who work themselves to death, hoping that they've done enough. Christ will make that burden light. Trust Him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. See, my prayer to God today, when we all leave this place, we can all be like David, leave rejoicing with the heart of joy and rejoicing. My heart is fixed. My heart is fixed. I will give praises and sing unto God. I said a while ago, that's the reason I sung the whole song. My grandpa's favorite. My goodness, I remember that. I remember we were at Myrtle Tree Church one time, just in the old theater seats, and grandpa was sitting here, and I was sitting here, and Brother Broomfield, pastor, and he's leading the song, and Ernestine, wife, playing the old piano, and he says, anybody have any special? Grandpa says, just sing my favorite act, The Solid Rock. And he sung it too. Folks, these songs say much to being established in the grace. Established in the faith. Established in something that will stand when all else will fail. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. We think about singing again about that old, how firm a foundation. You saints of the Lord. Folks, what a foundation. Something to be established on. May all of our hearts be established by trusting and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved. And I believe, I wrote this day, I sat this morning, I just thought, well, I'm going to. And I said, and established to one day we could all cry, Abba Father. That's the only way, folks. The solid rock, the foundation, standing on the promises. That's what I thought. What I thought, I hope it's been a blessing to you, has to me. I've studied this week, you know, being established. Being established is very important. Look at the world today. People out there today going around, they have no established. They're not established on nothing. But what they can get from somebody else or I just go on, but I won't get into that. But folks, we got to look beyond this world. We got to look beyond this life. It's vital we be prepared for this day is going to come like those old buildings. Their day has come. Their ruin has come. Their despair has come. Thanks be to God. We know that what God established for our salvation is concerned, He established to last forever. But those that have went the other way, they've also got a place that awaits them that will last forever. I offer you the best. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. All right, Brother Jerry.